guess you heard me whining about our dinner bill last weekend when we were out with two other couples who drank a lot. As I said, don't get me wrong, I love going out to dinner with our friends until the liquor bill comes.
Right. Well, drinking to you means, drinking a lot to you, I mean, it means like two drinks. That's like overdoing it. I know that's not how it is for most people, but I know that's what it is for you. And I am very proud of you for not saying anything about it until you got on the radio.
That's right.
And broadcast it to the world.
But I'm glad you've done a little research in this area this week to sort this out for when we go out in the future.
Right. And by the way, I do know what you mean because I see it all the time. One of our friends orders maybe two or three drinks. Another one is on their second. And then the bill comes and it's split five ways among everyone. But you sipped on soda all night long, or tea, as you like to shock the waiters and waitresses with when you go out for a dinner at night. And then you're responsible for paying, you know, contributing to pay for the eight drinks. And what do you say? Do you say something? Do you not come next time? Which is what I'm always afraid you're going to say. But etiquette experts suggest four different ways to handle this if you don't drink and your friends do.
I need to hear these tips.
I don't know if you're going to actually do these, but one of them I think is really the best. But anyway, okay, the first one is speak up when the bill arrives. That's a choice that you have. But be careful with your tone and your words. Etiquette and good manners means that we make people around us feel respected and comfortable. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. So when the server hands your party the bill, maybe you can say, "Are you okay if I carve out my meal portion and you all split the remainder, including beverages?"
Now, come on. I can't do that. Nobody can do that. You can't say that.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to find a solution for you. But please, if you're ever with me, do not do that. And if you're ever not with me, please do not do that. That affects my reputation, too.
No, what other suggestions do you have?
Okay. So here's an innovative one. Offer to pay for the entire bill.
What?
Well, to avoid making, you know, a scene, which is what you would be doing, and calling attention to yourself, you might suggest putting the entire bill on your credit card.
Well, that's not going to help.
It sounds counterintuitive, but listen up. That way you request reimbursement from everyone else, which would allow you to pay only for what you owe. And with apps like Venmo and PayPal, you know, a Zelle payment, people can easily pay you, and then everyone can just take responsibility for what they ordered.
Wait a minute. Now, I don't mind picking up the bill sometimes in certain situations and occasions, but I don't know about this.
Well, it is risky because if it's a large party with people you don't know, you may have to chase down a payment, or you may potentially be stuck with that person's portion of the bill. Who knows?
Keep going. I still haven't heard a solution that I can use.
All right. Okay, this is the one that we all wish for. You hope that one of your friends takes the lead. And, you know, if you're dining with the same set of friends and you consistently don't order a drink, there's a chance that at least one or two people might notice, and then it can work in your benefit because if they notice the disparity, they might say that the bill should be split according to drink and food orders. But for this one, you just hope and pray.
Yeah, that should happen, but it doesn't.
It happens sometimes. I mean, I have seen it happen with our friends, or, you know, every so often they will just pay for the entire bill. So, all right, which leads me to the fourth one. Go with the flow. Okay, so we all know that group dining results in a lot of food orders, and there's a strong case to be made that a simply split bill is really the best policy because over time things do balance out. Like, you know, an extra starter here or there, which I know you love appetizers, so you like to order those. A few desserts here and there because you do love desserts. And these additional ordered items might often replace the cost of an expensive beverage. So non-drinkers need to be mindful of this, Bob, and not simply focus on, I'm not a drinker, so I shouldn't pay for my friend's habits like you tend to do. You do order things that they don't order. So, you know, you like your little treats and sugar and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, no, now that gives me an idea, because, like, if everybody's ordering, like, a normal dinner, and then I order, like, two Chateaubriands and maybe one Dover sole, they'll have to amortize the expense of that for me.
Yeah, and then also, this is the most important thing, okay? Why not just be as generous as possible?
I am, and I have to uphold my show business reputation, and
exactly.
You know, I do. I enjoy being generous.
Yeah, okay. Well, then stop blabbing about this problem on the radio, and these people actually listen to you, and they listen to, you know, this recording on Savvy Planet as well. I mean, it's, like, not worth it. Don't make enemies.
You know, I'm counting on them hearing this to solve the problem. What is on Savvy Planet?
Okay, well, you know, I'm going through a cauliflower phase. So I have a recipe for these cauliflower bites that almost taste like buffalo wings. Honestly, they are so delicious because, and I think they're actually better, because there's also a recipe for a delicious tahini dip that goes with them. So I hope you enjoy these.
Is that what I had last night?
No, but you had another form of cauliflower that I will soon be posting.
Well, that was
because
good.
I am going through a cauliflower phase.
Yeah, I liked what you did last night. Anyway, best way to tap into Marianne's tasty recipes, you just go to SavvyPlanet.com and subscribe for the free recipes. And where are we going out for dinner tonight?
we have a weekend of going out with a lot of people who drink.
We're canceling everything because of the snow. Thank you, Marianne. We'll talk next Friday.